It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We get a glimpse today at the way the nation's next top military officer would face two tough jobs. One is to advise President Bush in the midst of a lengthening war. The other is to make sure a strained U.S. military stays ready to fight that war and the next one. Admiral Mike Mullen is the president's nominee to do those jobs. Today, a Senate committee is holding a confirmation hearing for him, and some of Mullen's prepared testimony has already been spread around. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is following this story. And Tom, if you're the president's nominee for this top job and you're facing a Democratic Congress that's skeptical of the war, what do you say about the war in Iraq?
Well, first of all, Mike Mullen was never a fan of this so-called surge in troops. He said this is more than just a military problem in Iraq. But once he learned that there'd be more State Department reconstruction teams, pressure on the Maliki government to reconcile, he came on board. He will likely bow to General Petraeus, who, of course, is going to report in September on the progress of the surge. And he will not be calling for, like the Democrats are, for any precipitous withdrawal of U.S. troops. He'll, I think, want to see this surge play itself out.
So you have somebody here who is not entirely in sync with previous administration policies, but is not going to speak forcefully against them at this time anyway.
Exactly, that's right.